Clive, it's Patrick here. Well, you've mentioned the word pressure quite a lot, and one of the sources of pressure, I would have thought, would be the media pressure. You had a certain amount in, as I recall, in 2003, but now with the absolute explosion in media with Twitter and Facebook and all the stuff like that, it's increased exponentially, I would have thought. So how would you think he would cope with that?
I think pretty well. I mean, I've met him quite a few times now. We speak, we exchange kind of messages and stuff. And I think the thing he's absolutely right in saying this is his fourth World Cup. I think, you know, and we can both look back to our first World Cups where I think you do take far too much on board from the media world. And really, when I was in charge of England, we didn't have the sort of the social media world as it is today. But I think, and I've spoken to Eddie about this, I actually used to just turn the whole thing around. My media guy, a really talented guy called Richard Prescott, his job was to collate all the media. So I wouldn't have to be reading newspapers, looking on my phone. He had to collate it all. And every day I'd get literally a 2 or 3 page summary of, well, here's all the bullet points. Here's what Patrick Collins is saying. Here's what Gary Richardson's saying. And as you can learn from them without being, you know, too kind of sycophantic about this, you know, I'd say, because there's some really talented people out there watching the game, and you, but if you just see it all and read it all, you just, and then you say, okay, that's interesting, and you just park it. And I can honestly say, I think the 7 years of coaching England, I would have phoned 4 journalists where I was really not happy what they'd actually written, and most of those things were personal, about a player or about me. So, you know, I think, and there's not a single journalist today who I wouldn't happily have breakfast or lunch with in terms of all that time. So they're a key part of the game. You've got to see that way. And this is how I talk to the players about it as well. And you just brief them and say, we're not going to get distracted by anything in the actual newspapers. Because as Eddie said, the chance of getting distracted is huge. And he needs one player to get distracted and the whole thing can turn around very, very quickly.